It's season 6, everyone. I'm so excited for this season. I cannot tell you. We have 8 brand new episodes for you. If you're a Patreon member, you're going to get all of those episodes today. You can binge them whenever you want. And for everybody else, we're going to drop them every single week on a Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That will be 8 p.m. UK time. A huge thank you to our sponsor, Vicon, and also to BookVO PCAP and Motion Capture Orlando, who support the show. We hope you enjoy it. Let's get into the season.
Oh, hello, Internet. This is Troy Baker, and I'm here with your lovely, very, very British host, Victoria Atkin. And this is the Performance Capture Podcast.
So essentially, motion capture performers, like all the other performers, are here to tell stories.
And then they're like, you mean there are actors in video games? I thought it was animation.
I kind of created my position. Like, nobody said, oh, you know, here, you go to school to become a performance capture producer. I pretty much created my own career.
Jump in both feet, because this is the future of entertainment. This is where it's going to be.
You know, the dots can tell if you're lying.
All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Victoria Atkin, and you're listening to the Performance Capture Podcast. Just with me today, actually. I know Jasper's done a couple of episodes by himself, and we're both traveling all over the world and, you know, schedules and different time zones. So I'm excited for the first time since season 4 to be doing this by myself again, which is fun. And today I am very, very thankful to this guest. This guest made this podcast happen. So without him, there'd be no podcast. Without him saying yes to my crazy idea at the time of asking this incredible company to help us, I'm giving it all away now, we wouldn't be here. So I'm very humbled and grateful that he's coming on the show and can talk more about our sponsor, our big main sponsor for this show. So can you tell me, what's your name and where did you grow up?
My name is Jeffrey Ovadia, and I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
An LA native. There we go. We don't have many of those on the show, so this is fun. And can you tell us what you do? What's your title? Where do you work? Tell us, what do you do when you go to work?
Sure. So I work at Vicon Motion Systems, and I am director of sales for the Americas. And I've been working here for almost 16 years. Yeah, woo! Started in January 2008, so getting there.
So you're getting up there with the big wigs.
Yeah, are one
of the big wigs. I mean, head of sales for Americas. It was a little title.
Yeah, just a couple continents there. No, it's been a wild, incredible, very dynamic ride, and just thinking back to day one, my first day on the job at Vicon. They're like, right, we hired you for sales, but you're not doing that. Come with me. We're going to the set of A Christmas Carol.
What? Yeah. That's amazing. Oh my God, we have to get into this in a second.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Well, I was going to say before, and I'm just going to hold you on that, because that's going to be one of our favorite moments in talking about it and how you first got into it. But can you, from your perspective, best describe what performance capture is?
Yeah, so thankfully, right, I'm an avid listener of the podcast. I love what you guys do.
I'm glad you're listening.
To hear. Oh, yeah. I've heard so many different explanations for what performance capture is. But really, it's about the techniques of being able to capture every single element of a performance from any subject, not just human, although that's what we obviously focus on, with precision and accuracy so that it can relay the most subtle nuances of every aspect of that performance, right? So the methodology from my perspective, right, is in this Vicon world where everything is about optical motion capture, but there are a lot of different ways to capture performance. And we really work with a lot of different modalities to put that together. But the end result is making sure that you get every single subtle nuance and aspect of a performance digitized and recorded so that it can be used somewhere else, either in real time or later on in post for a game or a movie or a film.
And I think we should, today we'll definitely get into a little bit more about what Vicon do. Most people that are listening to the podcast are somewhat familiar with Vicon, but there may be people, especially actors and people that listen, that, you know, are not heavily involved in the tech side of things. So we can talk a little bit more of that. So let's talk about it. How did you first discover performance capture, and how did you become involved? And then I want to hear more about this Christmas Carol, which I guess was the first project that you saw coming to life. So, you know, how do you find out about Vicon? Like, what was your background before that? What was your education in, and how did you stumble across Vicon?
Yeah, the life story question. Love it. So I went to school at University of California, Santa Barbara for electrical engineering. And I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do vocationally, but I always had a secret desire to build giant fighting robots. That was it. I knew we needed them, right? Every country needs a giant fighting robot for defense. That's the future.
Well, hold on a minute. Now we're in strikes and all this stuff with AI. So I don't know about these fighting robots, but yeah, this is kind of an interesting dilemma right now.
Yeah, human pilots, maybe human pilots.
Okay.
I was watching too much Neon Genesis Evangelion at the time, maybe. But no, I wanted to help the world as much as possible. And at the time, the biggest association with engineering was defense and aerospace. And so I said, great, this is exactly where I want to be. So the first job I got out of school in 2003 was at Raytheon. And I was in the Space and Airborne Systems program. And I was like, perfect. This is literally the stepping stone to building giant fighting robots. And instead, it was all missiles. Everything was missiles for defense contract. And I was like, you know what? I understand the need for this potentially, but that's not necessarily where I want to go. And so one day I was talking with a friend and he was like, listen, you're an engineer, but you have a semblance of a personality. Have you thought about sales? And I'm like, what do you mean? You can't do sales and engineering. They're two different things. And he's like, no. So I typed in sales engineer into monster.com at the time, got a call back in 5 minutes from a company called Vicon, and the rest is history.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well, they knew what they were looking for, and it matched up with your desires. Wow. That's amazing. Okay. And, So you get the job, and then you said you just went about to go into it, and they took you down to the stage. And was this Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol?
This was the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. And it was like catty corner to the Vicon House of Moves office in Playa at the time. And I just didn't know what to expect, right? But I walk in and my boss is like, right, I see your button down shirt, go home, wear jeans and a t-shirt and never wear anything else. And I'm like, okay, I'm like in the business now, right? So I go home, I change, I come back and I go over and the first person that I meet is Gary Roberts. Okay. And at the time, Gary Roberts at IMD had this giant mohawk with blue tips. And I'm like, what am I getting into here? And he's like, right, let's talk about the technical details.
Get into the giant robots.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then he was like, actually, no, we got to talk about the technical details of the head cams because we need to make sure that we have them on the clock at any moment because Carrie and Jim and these guys need to be ready. So can you start building them? And I'm like, what? And my boss looks at me and he's like, yeah, that's your job now. That's what I did for 3 months. I helped build a team to build these custom head cams in 2008 for Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Wow.
Pretty cool.
How did we never get into this conversation before? This is amazing. I know. Because we needed to have it on this record. That's why. And this is why
it was all leading up to now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. That's so great. So you actually did get to use your engineering skills a lot, you know, when you first began. And I guess is that something that happens, you know, of course you're doing sales and things, do you get to jump in and do practical stuff like that very often or not really now?
Yeah, I mean fairly often, especially at conferences, right? You got to get up on the ladders, you got to set up the system, you got to make sure things work. And I mean, we'll probably talk about it at this during this podcast at some point, but this SIGGRAPH for Vicon was obviously a major moment. And so we had to make sure that our demo worked perfectly because we announced our markerless project at the time.
Yeah.
So it was all hands on deck. So yeah, I definitely get to get my hands dirty sometimes, and it's great.
Love that. Love that. All right. So what's your favorite thing about motion capture, about working for Vicon? Like, when you get up in the morning and you go to this job, what is it that lights you up?
Such a good question. And honestly, it's because every single day is different.
Mm-hmm.
One of our longstanding customers, Ben Guthrie, great guy, who's been around, he was at Framestore and EA, and he's been around for a while. He's like, you know what's great about Vicon? You guys pick apart the exact same problem year over year, just slightly differently and with slightly more efficiency, so it gets better, but you're still doing the same thing. And I think about that every day, because in the background, yes, we're doing the same thing. We are developing measurement systems that are in a class of their own, but we get to work with so many different applications, and every day is dynamic. Some days I'm talking to surgeons that want to do robotic surgery and need a measurement system that they can close the loop around so that they can control the surgical instruments, and they need a system of the accuracy and precision to do that because they're going to change someone's life. Then the next day I'm talking to an indie studio that wants to build out their first AAA game, right? Working with studios like Larian that came to us and they said, we want to be able to deploy these incredibly big projects with motion capture. And we worked with them and then the next day it's aerospace company trying to do unmanned aerial vehicle studies, closing a loop around it. And then the next day it's just every day is different. And I get to speak to so many brilliant minds and entrepreneurs that just want to do something different. And we're working together on solving that problem together. It's fantastic. It's the best job in the world.
I love that. And I love how excited you are about it. I was just thinking about, like, my father, he builds lots of different things, and my son loves all this stuff, you know, and it's really exciting to hear that these jobs are not going away. They've just kind of engineering is transitioning and moving, especially with technology, into a very different field. And, but they're very much the same. Like, it's solving and finding solutions for problems, you know, and
exactly.
I love it. Yeah. It's really, that was really interesting to hear that from your experience and your story and your education and where that's come and how that's panning out and working out. I love that, and unfolding. Can you tell us an experience that you enjoyed on the motion capture stage? You talked about Christmas Carol, but is there anything, you know, that was a starting place? You've been probably privy to so many exciting projects. Half of them you can't even talk about, I'm sure. But, you know, over the years, what stood out for you?
Oh, man. So there are a few, but they're both with the same company. So I think I'll choose that. So interestingly enough, working as the hardware software manufacturer for a lot of these big mocap stages, we're really not invited on set for projects all the time. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we're in the background, right? We're the Mr. Coffee Machine. We're just a tool that's out there. So
yeah,
you don't really see our name in the credits very often, although Vicon is an Oscar-winning company. But I was invited to Industrial Light and Magic at the time by Mike Sanders to check out some interesting research that they were doing into real-time performance capture. And what they showed us was a couple of actors driving different elements of their IP in real time, projected onto effectively what was like a silk screen display. And I want to say that this was like 2011, 2012, something like that. And they were driving a Raptor in real time, and C-3PO in real time, and R2-D2 in real time, and a Stormtrooper in real time. And it was just, the fidelity was incredible, because game engines weren't like as powerful as you think now when you think of Unreal and Unity and how incredibly detailed they are. This was a little over 10 years ago. And what's crazy is that just after that, there was a video that ended up leaking, so to speak, on YouTube showing exactly this technology. And the world was like just blown away, as was I, when they saw the fidelity of this real-time motion capture driving these characters. And then the other experience that blew me away was also with Industrial Light and Magic, when they brought me into their first Stagecraft stage, which now we all know as a new branch of virtual production that we commonly refer to as a LED wall stage, or in-camera VFX, where instead of using a green screen as a background, you're actually using LED panels so that everybody is immersed in the volume. And when I first saw the Stagecraft stage in 2019 down in Manhattan Beach, that blew my mind. I'd never seen anything like that, where you could take a camera with enough information from the Vicon system to tie it into what they're doing in the virtual world and move the camera around, and the parallax and everything matches up perfectly in real time, no latency. It blew my mind. I saw the potential right there and then. And now that's the norm, virtual production for almost every performance capture project.
That's fascinating. It's so fascinating to hear. I don't ever get really the pleasure of hearing the other side of the technical aspect of it. So it's really, it's a delight to hear this today. I think before we get onto advice and how we can find you and all these things, and we wrap this up, we have to talk about how this podcast started, you know? And I kind of want to hear it from your perspective, because I know my story. Why don't you share with everybody, you know, how this podcast started and what happened, and you know, how you pitched it to Vicon and what's, yeah.
Yeah, it's, oh man, like all good stories, it all starts with one of your fun foreign friends, right? So we can all pin this on Gerardo for linking the two of us together. And Gerardo is a good friend now. He started HCG, one of our premier distributors in Latin America, there in Mexico yeah. City. And at the time he's like, hey, Jeff, you know, just talk to this incredibly talented person with a great idea. Why don't you guys meet up for coffee? And let's be fair, a lot of these pitches come by my desk and you have to be somewhat scrutinous about it. But I was like, yeah, absolutely. Coffee can't hurt at all. And just, you had so much intricate knowledge within the industry, but this vision and personality that could really help communicate that and use it in a pedagogical sense to actually like teach people what they can do. And just instantly I was like, this is a project we have to get behind. And Vicon is a very forward-thinking, very research and development-focused company out of the UK, but we really didn't have any foray into anything like podcasts before. So it wasn't exactly the easiest pitch, but it just made sense. And so, yeah, thanks to Jerry. Yeah.
Yes, and he's on season, I think he's season one. I think he's in season one. Everyone goes back and you can go listen to his Gerardo's episode. Yeah, I will put a link to it with this, but yeah, we interviewed him, but it feels like such a long time ago now, but it was, I still feel, and I feel it's exciting now that, you know, we're on season six, and I feel like, because it's not recognized in the Academy Awards or really, you know, games are recognized, but the process that goes into motion capture is not quite been recognized yet. I'm sure it will, especially with Terry Notary and Andy Serkis's work. Eventually that has to be recognized. But for me, it was creating this archive that, you know, there's no like encyclopedia of mocap, of what people are doing in this period of history. And, you know, hopefully this will cement, and it is cementing, because even from season one to where we are now, the technology has changed. And it's just interesting to hear, you know, the guests talking about different things. And as the show grows and the listeners grow and people debate different topics, it's It's really great. So I'm super grateful. And I want anybody that's listening also from Vicon that supported this and continues to support this is just to say thank you so much from me and all the listeners, because I wouldn't be able to do this without their support financially. And it's making it possible to bring this and produce it and edit it and everything else that we do.
Yeah, and we want to thank you. I mean, honestly, you hit the nail on the head. There's so much history in mocap, whether you want to start in with MyBridge or you want to talk about Titanic or really like where it started is debatable. But you really encapsulate how much effort and work goes into delivering a performance and like where the actors are coming from and how they can navigate this and how producers and designers and animators all bring this magic to life. And so honestly, on behalf of Vicon on the team, we want to thank you for everything that you do for this industry. It's an incredible catalog of work you've built up, and you're prolific enough that I'm sure it's going to keep going.
I hope so. And talking about Titanic, that's one of my dream guests to get on here is James Cameron.
Oh yeah, that'd be wonderful.
So that, well, I'm putting it out there, season 6, and see how many seasons it takes me to get him on the show. And Andy Serkis, if this comes across his table. Okay. So what advice would you give if somebody has an engineering background, has sales and never even heard of performance capture or that there was work in it on this side of things? Because we don't really get to talk about sales very often. And maybe just before you talk about the advice is, you know, what do you do day to day in a sales position for Vicon?
Yeah, I mean, we help solve problems, right? And the problem that we primarily solve is people need to measure something for a different application. And we have the ultimate measurement tool, whether you want to use it with active markers, passive markers, or now we've discussed our foray into markerless with the project that we announced at SIGGRAPH and in partnership with Dreamscape, right? The modality isn't necessarily relevant. It's working with a partner that will be able to give you the highest quality equipment, support, and data. And that's what we really strive to do. It depends on where you want to go. Do you want to work for the company that makes the actual products? We're growing at an incredible clip. We've hired a ton of people over the last several years, and we've got room for developers, for people in UI, UX, for support, for sales, for anybody that wants to really help the world solve the problem of measuring things as accurately and realistically as possible, because those decisions could be made to save a child's life, right? If there's a kid with cerebral palsy that needs to have surgery so that they can permanently alter their gait so they can actually walk for the rest of their lives, a surgeon is going to look in the data coming out of a Vicon system to make that decision. It's mm-hmm. what we do saves lives. It's really important. And then the question that preceded this was, what advice would I give for people
somebody
getting into the industry?
To get into that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
graduates
I'll probably,
or even people that would wanted to change career at some point may have some experience in sales, may have some engineering experience, may have, you know, it's an interest in motion capture or, you know, cameras. Maybe they have a filmic background, or how do they, I mean, is it really just a case of submitting a resume to Vicon and them just taking a look?
I'm not going to necessarily say Vicon's going to call you back in 5 minutes.
No.
I'm sure
there's other ways. I'm such a self-employed freelancer. I'm sure there's actually specific LinkedIn and recruitment agencies and stuff like that. But those
of
people
course.
Know that.
Yeah. I mean, I would give the advice of it's equal parts tenacity and gumption, right? Like you need to put yourself out there and have a vision of what you want and give it all you got, just like anything else. And then there's a sprinkle of luck. A lot of the people that have joined the team, and they're all extremely high caliber people, at some point, the majority of them have crossed paths with myself or somebody on the team and made an impression. We use talent every now and then, right? Obviously, we're making a motion capture system, so we have to have people in the suits and testing. We do demos for customers. A lot of the talent that we've worked with stopped by the booth and said, I'd like to be your talent. Tell me what to do. And some of them we've worked with them for the last 10 years, you know, based on that. And then for people that actually do work within the company, something similar, walking by the booth at a conference and saying, hey, I'm really interested in motion capture. They're honest with us. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that you guys seem like an incredible company. This is the kind of person I am. How do we connect that so that we can mutually benefit? And they just put themselves out there. So yeah, tenacity and gumption, get yourself out there.
I love it. And how can people find Vicon, or specifically you, if they want to follow your journey in particular on social media?
Yeah, so you can always follow us on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, all across social media. We are, in some cases, just Vicon or Vicon MoCap. And you can also follow me. I'm on all social media as well. But you can always send me an email, jeff@vicon.com, right? I got that email somehow. I had to kill the other Jeff, but sure. Yeah, yeah, they can always reach out anytime.
Amazing. Okay, well, and I will say that Jeff is very responsive on email. It was always when I first started reaching out, it was great. Cool. Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show. This has been an incredible, different interview, which I'm super happy to have conducted and talk to you today about this, because yeah, again, without you, without us meeting, without Gerardo, without everything aligning, it wouldn't be six seasons of this incredible show that's enriched so many people, including myself. So thank you so much. And hopefully we'll get some other Vicon people on the show in seasons to come. So thank you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Victoria. And if anybody has any questions about Vicon, please feel free to go to vicon.com/pioneer if you'd like to get involved with our Markerless research project. We need feedback from people in the industry, from any walk of life, and that would be wonderful. We love working with the community. We love working with you, so thank you again.
Amazing. That's what a great opportunity. Yeah, people take advantage of that. Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Vicon, the Academy Award-winning developer of motion capture products and services for the life science, entertainment, and engineering industries. Shogun, Vicon's visual effects software, developed specifically for the needs of the VFX community, captures performances effortlessly, in real time, and delivers robust, accurate, reliable data. The latest release of Shogun adds support for Valkyrie, Vicon's newest and most powerful range of optical cameras yet. Find out more at www.vicon.com. The Performance Capture Podcast also gets its support from Motion Capture Orlando, now offering remote access to direct your shoot from anywhere in the world. To learn more about their 38-camera Vicon stage, go to motioncaptureorlando.com.
Whether you're a past, present, or entirely new student to book VOPCAP, during the strike, Victoria is offering a huge 50% off all private coaching sessions with her. Email bookvopcap@gmail.com to schedule your one-to-one session. Plus, her PCAP with the Pros Zoom class has now sold out of participant slots, but you can still audit the six-week course. Book now at bookvopcap.com. As a past student, I cannot recommend this highly enough.